Hello everyone, this is Moncef Afkar and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Today is really a special call we have with us, Amy Flynn. And as many of you know, like her calls are really special. Like you really feel the energy that she brings and that she shares with us. And when we interact with her, like we feel this, this shift in vibration, shift in frequency, and sometimes even like our states before the call and after it's totally different, which happened to me many times with her. And because really she brings so many like so powerful energy and very that are like powerful and at the same time very joyful, which really as we know, like joy helps to accelerate what we are creating and accelerate the vibrations. So it really helps accelerate our vibration and raising it. I'm really loving the interaction with Amy and the collective and all the calls that we are having with her on the show. And today we will be talking about the eclipse frequency sequences for deep clearing activations and upgrade. And they will take us on a journey to experience the truth of our being and activate our future. So we'll understand like the portals, the eclipse portals that are here to help us to accelerate what we are creating and how we tap into these energies and lights that are brought by the eclipse frequencies. And also, as always, Amy Flynn and the collective, they transmit what they call the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. So they can help you with the vibration of abundance, and they call fun abundance and unlimited possibilities. So maybe many of you can already feel that because they transmit those energies throughout the call. And we'll have a Q&A later on the call. So Amy will answer your questions, and also they will guide us on a guided journey toward the end of the call. So stay tuned for that. Let me just share with you a little bit about Amy for those of you who are new to her work. So Amy Flynn is a source-guided intuitive, spiritual teacher, energy healer, energy transmitter, medical intuitive, source voice channel, and Mani Reiki grandmaster. She is guided by her clear, strong connection with source and her powerful abilities to clear, restructure, and balance energy. A born channeler, accessing all her spiritual gifts from birth, Amy is the voice channel for an expression of non-physical source consciousness called the collective, who lovingly transform everyone they interact with. Amy and the collective radiate uplifting, joyful energy as they make the esoteric and the profound accessible and fun. Together, they quickly shift people into higher vibration of love and realization. With that, Amy, welcome to the show. Very happy to have you back.
Hi, Moncef. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
I am so happy to be here, and so are the collective. They've been very excited about doing the call and visiting with you, and they have been telling me that there's a lot of people here that don't know them. So this is your first experience with the collective, so that would be really cool. And then, of course, there's a lot of people who do know them and love them. So they are channeled source consciousness through me. They are funny, because source has a huge sense of humor, huge. And they are always joyous, and they're just fantastic. And their energy is mixed in with the rainbow frequencies, the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. And they gave me the word also, funbundance, to describe the energy of the frequencies and how you feel, because it's fun, like they are fun, and it's abundant, and you get abundance, a lot of abundance of wonderful things. And so they made up the word funbundance. So that word is the description of the rainbow frequencies. And I have activated them, and as Moncef said, some of you may already be feeling them, and they will continue to build through the call. And because you're going to be having the collective here and the frequencies flow through the collective, They're going to be super strong, and they will also increase in intensity. But they're not like an intense energy. They're a delicious light energy. So it's strange to use the word intensity to describe them. But you'll feel them more and be more aware of them. And you'll also begin to feel, if you aren't already, this beautiful, it's like a little feeling of joy, almost like a little ball of joy in your solar plexus that expands, it begins to expand. And if you're not feeling it already, you will be. Just at one point, if I remember, I'll just kind of remind you to check in and see if you got the little ball of happiness and joy in your belly yet. So today, in this session, we're going to be doing something which is I've not done before. This is something that's going to be coming through the collective. They're the ones that wanted to do this. We're going to be activating particular sequences of the eclipse frequencies. So there's a lot of eclipse frequencies. There's a whole range of them that come through whenever we have an eclipse. And right now, we're right smack in the middle. We're in the middle point between two eclipses. So we had one, I think it was about 6 days ago. We have another one in about 6 days. So we're right about in the middle. And this is a perfect point to access and work with these frequencies because they're really strong. They're coming almost, like, I guess it's like they're coming from both sides. So even though the second eclipse hasn't happened yet, that does not mean that the energy of it isn't present and isn't already flowing. So we've got energy from both eclipses present right now, and just about equally too, which is pretty cool. So what the collective has said to me is that when these eclipse frequencies are sequenced, now I asked what they meant by that. They meant accessed in a particular sequence. So for them, they make up the word sequenced. I mean, I guess it's a word, but they just shortened it. So when they're accessed in a particular sequence, deep, deep clearing takes place. And it takes place automatically. Like there's no other special thing that needs to happen. We just need to access the frequencies and feel the frequencies flowing, which I will lead you to, or I guess the collective will lead you through. And it just automatically clears out. What it clears out is deep stuff that is not serving you, that's holding you back. Heavy, dense thoughts, dense habitual, you know, habits. You know how you get to the cyclical thoughts, like every time a particular thing happens, you automatically have a particular thought about it, and then you might realize it and choose something else. But the automatic thing is the habit. So it's going to be clearing out those type of things. And also behavior habits. There's also behavior habits. Some behavior habits are good. Like if you're driving in a car and someone swerves in front of you, you have a habit, a behavior habit of instantly reacting and doing something. Everybody's reaction is a little different based on their behavior habit. So that's where a behavior habit would serve you. But often behavior habits don't serve you. Like if someone you know walks by and doesn't say hi to you or kind of what looks or throws to you what you would consider a nasty look. They might not be considering it a nasty look at the time, but you consider it that way, and then you have a behavior habit where your whole body changes, you react, you also have a thought chain that comes up, and you may respond to them in a particular way when you see them later. So these type of habits don't serve us. And it goes into all areas of our life. These are just simple examples. But these habits don't serve us. And they're 3D habits. They're coming from the third density energy, the third density world, the world of you and me, or I should say you or me, not you and me, you or me, this or that. Whereas the 5D world is you and me, this and that. And it's a completely different energy. It's also a softer, more gentle, kinder, more embracing energy than the 3D world, which is always grabbing things to it and pushing other things away. That's a simple way of thinking of the 3D energy. And if you think about how you are when you're pretty much mired in a 3D world, and you're not, you know, you're just acting, reacting, and you're not bringing any awareness to the situation. What you're doing, if you stop and just look with a moment of awareness, you'll see you're grabbing certain things to you and pushing other things away. So that's very much the 3D energy. Whereas the 5D energy is a very encircling energy. It kind of like, it would be like putting your arms around everything that shows up and loving everything and having everything be perfect. And yes, within that perfect and within that loving everything, you have preferences, but you do love it all. You love the whole experience. And you don't necessarily label it good or bad. You label it, I prefer this over that. So it's a much softer energy and a softer flow. So we are going to be, this whole, I would say, session, we're going to be in the energies of 5G. They're going to be flowing. So you will be lifted up by the rainbow frequencies, and you will be brought into the 5G energies, which is a lighter, less dense energy. But you also may notice that you have straggling along, or stragglers of the 3D energy. So if you find that you have thoughts and you're judging things, or the little, you know, the little voice in your head is rambling on, you know, with whatever its criticism is about whatever it's criticizing, that's 3G. The easy way to just neutralize the 3G is to just say, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Simple as that. With love. Thank you for sharing. It's more powerful to say it out loud than to keep it in your head, because when you keep it in your head, it gets lost along with all the thoughts that are streaming through there. So just thank you for sharing. And you'll notice you feel a lightness and a lift when you say that. You can say it a million times. There's no limit. It works all the time. It's a change. You're shifting the energy by saying that. You're basically saying, okay, I hear you. I love you. I accept you. Thank you for sharing. So that will bring you into more of a 3G, I keep saying 3D. I must have the cell phone thing on my mind. That's funny. 3G. 3D. I mean, bring you out of the 3D into the 5D energy. So I don't know how many times I said G, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, many times. I just realized it now.
Yeah, because I've been thinking, like, about 3 days ago, I was talking to somebody about the frequencies for the cell phones, the 3G, 4G,
yes.
5G. Oh, and that's funny. I think maybe I should just say density as opposed to D. Or we'll be talking about cell phones. Anyway, so what the collective, I want to bring the collective in so they can say hi. And then what they're going to do is they are going to sequence some of these energies. And how they explained it to me, just so I can let you know, is they're going to be doing this throughout. And when they're sequencing the energies, like what they're basically doing is they're bringing the energies into the space of our session in a particular order, in a particular sequence. And then they are bringing energy through that sequence to you. So when they're doing this, they're going to be quiet. It's going to be quiet. It will only take maybe about 30 seconds each time. So we're going to have a few pauses. They'll let you know, I think, when they're going to do it. But I wanted to let you know beforehand in case they just hop on and say, oh, we're going to sequence some frequencies now, and then they don't say anything. I never know what they're going to do. So without further ado, let me bring them in so they can say hi to you. Hold on. Hi, everybody. We're
hi.
Here. We're excited to be here. We are, boy, Amy is running around with the body. She's like walking. We're going to sit down. She's like walking all around. All right, so, all right, we are here and we are excited about working with these frequencies. Amy did tell you about the frequencies, the sequence of the different eclipse frequencies. Most people know that there's eclipse frequencies that come through at the time of an eclipse, and that an eclipse portal is opened. And this portal actually stays open much longer than the month of the eclipse is. It stays open for 6 months. But it does close, like, from the time that it is established to the end of the six-month period, it is getting less and less, we could say. So it's closing down a little by little by little. But it will be very, very strong, and you will be able to feel it for the first 3 months. It will be very present in your life. After that, you can still feel it, but it will feel like it's lessening some. So when we sequence these frequencies, as Amy said, we're going to be quiet because how we do it, how it appears to us, is it's as if we're you know those musical instruments called a xylophone, where people, even little children play them, they hit them with a rubber ball on a stick. And it's a whole bunch of keys, if you want to call them keys, we don't know if they're called keys. They're little pieces of metal, we think, arranged in a pattern. And they usually have different colors, too. And so when people play them, they take the little ball with the stick on the ball, the stick, ball stick, and they hit the little things. And they hit them in a particular sequence, and that makes music. Well, we're going to be, if you imagine frequencies, they exist on a scale. So if you an easy way to think of it is to think of like a radio dial where you have the flat kind. If you have ever seen the analog radio dial where it has like a line, it appears to have a line, and it has little tick marks or little lines perpendicular to that, and there's numbers on that. That's kind of what the analog thing looked like, and you would tune with a big knob going, you know, down, you dial up or down to particular numbers which are connected to particular lines. Well, that's what frequencies are like. That's a frequency range that is represented in the radio dial. So we are going to take our little hitter, our rubber ball on a stick, and we are going to be tapping particular frequencies in a particular order to activate particular things. Now, most people aren't aware that this can happen. So it's going to be fun. And yes, it can happen, and it's not something new. It's just something that we have not felt you have been ready for before. So now you are. And so what we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to just be quiet, sit quietly, and we are going to sequence these frequencies. Now, for people, there are some people that hear energy. There are many who see energy. And then there's many more who feel energy. But there are some who hear energy tones within an energy transmission. If that's you, you may actually hear the tones of these frequencies being played. So that would be kind of fun. So we're going to be quiet now, and we're going to do it. So just focus on your breath. Like, do some deep breathing, belly breathing. Just focus on your breath going in and out. Try not to focus on thoughts in your head. If you become aware of a thought, just use that thank you for sharing that Amy told you about. Thank you for sharing, but in a very light way. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right. So that energy with those sequences was sent to and through you. And this energy focused on clearing out issues with relationships. So this is focusing on clearing out habitual attitudes, habitual thinking, habitual belief habits, and habitual reactions and behavior habits that you have around relationships, all relationships, not just relationships with a partner, but relationships with family, parents, siblings, relationships with your home, relationships with your career, your job, and, of course, people that are in there. So it's relationships. It's a big, big thing. Everything in the earth world, the earth plane, is based on relationship. You don't exist unless you exist in relation to something or someone else. If you were the only being on the planet and there was nothing else, it was a naked ball, would you exist? You wouldn't know if you existed because there wouldn't be anything to look at yourself in relation to. By the way, that's why Source has created you and the worlds and all these things, but that's another discussion that we don't really need to have. We don't think at this moment. If it comes up, we will have it. And so just breathe that in, that clearing, and take a nice breath in and hold it for a moment and exhale slowly. And as you exhale, just say, thank you for leaving, thank you for leaving, thank you for leaving. And that's it. Isn't that easy? You had nothing to do. So we would love to know if you felt anything. If you felt or heard anything, heard any energy tones, raise your hand. Now, to do that, they push star 2. Is that right, Monsef?
Right, right.
Okay. So just, you're not going to answer them. You're just going to push star 2 and just let us know, yes, we heard, or yes, I heard, or yes, I felt it. Okay? Since we've never done this in a group before, we're curious to find out if you were aware of it, could feel it, or even hear it. All right. So let's see.
All right, do you want to get like feedback now or maybe later?
Oh, go ahead. We can get feedback now for that.
Okay.
We would love that.
We have a few people raising their hands. So I think Melinda from Inverness, Florida, phone number ending with 2021.
Love you, Mom.
Hello.
Love you.
Hi.
Amy.
Hi.
Well, I'm feeling much. I was feeling much lighter. I always do when I hear the collective and hear Amy. But yeah, I definitely felt the energy.
Oh, great!
And, especially moving through my gut area, which has been feeling heavy. So
okay. So it feels lighter, lighter and clearer now.
Yes.
Great. That's excellent. Excellent feedback. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to be doing more of it, so you're going to love that too. Yeah.
I will.
Okay. All right. Do we have anyone else feedback? And how? And people raise their hands, right?
Hello. Yeah, I just lost the connection. I'm back now. So, yeah, let's...
We don't have to speak to it. No,
okay.
We don't need to speak to
everyone
that's raising their hands. We're just curious if people are raising their hands.
We have Sharon from Ireland. She said, yes, I heard undulating tone.
Okay, yep.
You,
that means like tones in a wave, like undulating up and down. Very cool.
So,
the tones we played
hello?
Did, yep, can you hear?
Okay.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I know so far, sunshine. Yeah,
okay.
I hear you now.
Okay, good. So that's very, very cool because the tones were, the frequencies were going from low to high to medium, so it would sound kind of like an undulating wave of sound if someone was hearing it. So very cool. So that's wonderful. Oh, good. So we didn't know people would be able to hear or feel this with their senses, but apparently so. So that's excellent. That makes it more fun. I mean, if just something when we go quiet and nothing,
mm-hmm.
and you don't feel
yeah.
anything, it's not as fun. So that's great. And even if you didn't feel anything or you didn't hear anything, you are also getting the benefit of the clearing. And you may notice when you check in with your body that it feels lighter in certain areas, clearer. You don't feel a heaviness that was there before. So you can do that also and see. All right. So the other thing that the eclipses bring for us, another tool, is the portals. They open a portal. And this is very much the year of the portals. And that means that there are more portals opening than usual. And a lot of these are small personal portals that only open for a moment. You know, when we say a moment, that might be 1 minute to 5 minutes. And there are the regular portals that are opening with major events in the cosmos, on the Earth. And interestingly, there are also portals. There have been a lot of earthquakes recently, and in California, and we think in other places in the world too. In Japan, there was an earthquake, and we think there were some other places. When an earthquake happens, the Earth is opening a portal. And it's opening a portal right into its heart. It doesn't last that long. If the Earth creates a very large gap as a result of the earthquake, and there's like a gap on the surface of the Earth, there is a bit, the portal that is opened stays open a bit more, but it's a much weaker opening than at the moment of the earthquake and right after the earthquake. So we don't know exactly how to describe it other than to say that there is more access to the heart of the Earth and the energy from the heart of the Earth at that moment, but it is not as open as it was at the time of and right after the earthquake. So those are other portals that people never really thought about. And they are considered an event, unlike a portal that might just open up in the space near you, which is a non-event portal. That portal just opens up. And you can actually open, this year, you can open portals by focusing on opening a portal. And we're going to tell you really quick how to do that. If you were to just be in your space and, you know, whatever's going on around you, it's usually better if you're in a quiet space so you're not distracted by other people and noise and movement. So if you're, like, say, out in nature or in a quiet room or whatever, if you just close your eyes and just bring your awareness to up behind your eyes and the area of the third eye, which is in, it's behind your eyes and above a little bit. So it's behind and up, and it's within your head. It's not sitting there on your forehead. It's within your head. It's the pituitary, or not the pituitary, the pineal gland, and it's back in there. And if you just focus your energy there and awareness there, and just think to yourself, or you can say out loud, portal open up. You don't have to say please, you don't have to say portal, will you open up, or can you please open a portal now? It's just, you're the one that is doing it. So you just say portal open. And then just be still and see if you can feel or sense, and if you have your eyes open, you may even see an aberration within the space near you. When I say an aberration, if you're looking at the air space there, you might see that some of it seems to be a little blurry, or it might seem to be a little wiggly, or almost like it's not so clear to look through. So just, and that's your portal. And these are very short portals. They're only open for maybe 30 seconds to a long one would be 3 to 5 minutes. They're usually open no more than, say, a minute. What you can do with these portals, they're small little portals, is you can place a wish or an intention into the portal. And so you just imagine yourself as if you had your wish, and just imagine it coming out from your mind, coming out from, you can also have it come out from your solar plexus. So you bring it from your mind down to your solar plexus, and then actually envision and feel it coming out, like leaping out into the portal. and the portal just swallows it up and brings it back to the other dimensions to empower it through all of the dimensions of space and time. So that's a very, very cool thing to do. And if you are wanting something, you're wishing for something, you're trying to bring something into being in the Earth dimension, it's a very nice added power to add to your own power of focus and manifestation. And it can speed things up, and it can also make them better than you could have imagined. So just kind of remember that and just play with it. Again, all of these little things, these little tools and things that we give you and we teach you, these are not meant to be tools where, oh, no, I did it wrong. Oh, no, I don't know if I did that right. There's no right or wrong. There's your way of doing it and someone else's way of doing it. You just need to feel it. You need to know that you did it and you did it right. If you doubt yourself, that will sabotage the work of the portal. And it may even sabotage your creation of the portal. So don't worry about that. There is no right or wrong. There is no good portals or bad portals. There's no portals that lead off to terrible things and no portals that lead off to good things. Portals are just, they're almost like a wormhole into all of the dimensions. And they bring all of the dimensional energy, which a lot of it is very high frequency, powerful energy, into whatever it is that you put into the portal. So think of it that way. And don't judge what you've done. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge anything. And don't pause or wonder, oh, no, I don't know if I'm doing this right. You're doing it right. It's very, very important. These are all things that human beings do, and it totally sabotages what you're doing. It sabotages the momentum and the energy of everything. So if you're doing anything and you start to wonder, oh, no, I don't know if I'm doing this right, you just sabotage the momentum of the energy going into whatever it is that you were doing. So let all that go. You are you, and you do things in the way that you do them, and they are the right way for you. This is the way that it's right for you in your life, your manifestations, everything. So dismiss any thoughts. Or if someone tries to ever tell you that there's only one way to do something, or this is the way you have to do it, don't listen to them. Don't listen. Walk away. Shut them out. You don't need to have that fed into your thoughts to go around, end up going into your brain and running around in a little loop. Oh, no, I didn't do that right. I don't know if I did that right. It wasn't exactly the way they said. Oh, no. So you don't need that. Brains are very, very sticky, which you probably know by now since you've been living for a while. Whatever you put in there, whatever thought you have, whatever judgment gets stuck. It sticks, and then it ends up going around and spinning in a little loop in your mind. And so every time it's triggered, like you see that thing, you go to that place, or you think of that person, there goes the loop's activated. So you don't need to do that. We just cleared out a bunch of those things. So let's clear some more. We're going to sequence some more energy, and you know the drill now. You know that you just close your eyes, be quiet, focus on your breathing, and just relax. Just relax. Focus on that breathing and let all thoughts go. Use the thank you for sharing if you find that you're stuck in some thoughts there. And we're going to sequence some more energy, and we will see what it's going to clear. So here we go. All right. We could actually see that going through the bodies after we sequenced it. Very, very cool. All right. It looks like what these frequencies, this sequence of frequencies have cleared is, oh, this is useful. This is the energy around the self-doubt, the self-critical nature, the self-criticism, I can't do that, I'm not good enough, they're better than me. Oh, they can do it, but I could never do that. All of these type of energies. The energy of when you want something, you focus on it, you think you got all the energy going towards it, and then you say, oh, I can't, this is not going to work. That type of energy. That's all been cleared. Now, this is the deeper, heavier, stickier energy, and it's energy that sticks in your mind. A lot of these are thought loops, and they are sticky, heavy thought loops. And again, you will notice them coming up often. These are the type of things that you would notice coming up often if you're honest with yourself. If you're completely unaware, you won't even notice that you're thinking these types of things. Most people that are here today and will be listening to this call are aware, are self-aware enough to notice when they have these sabotaging type of energy flowing through them. So after this clearing, you might notice that you feel a lightness of being, kind of a more happy feel, like a joy. A joy that's in your belly, and you might also feel that tension has left your face and that you have a smile on your face because of the type of energy that was eliminated, that was released. Actually, it's not eliminated. It's released out to flow away from you. So what human beings do with energy is they stick it to themselves like sticky notes. It's really kind of strange, we think. And it's, you have a thought about something or you have a feeling and you stick it to yourself like, okay, this is my thought and my feeling. And instead of letting it pass through, letting it just move on, you stick it. And so it's there. And so the next time something comes up that triggers a similar feeling, it also triggers the old feeling, the one that you originally felt and that you have stuck onto yourself. And that keeps building with every time. So suppose there's something that makes you feel, say, insecure about yourself and about what you can do. Well, you have a whole bunch of sticky notes of experiences that made you feel insecure and the energy around them. So instead of experiencing them and releasing that energy, now if something comes along that makes you feel a little insecure or doubt yourself, it's like a big deal because you have a whole row or pile of sticky notes all over yourself that then add to the energy of the current situation, the current energy. So we've cleared these things. So now you're nice and clean and fresh in this particular area. So this is good. All right. So now we're going to look and we're going to see what we want. We're going to sequence another one. Because then we're going to check in with you. So, all right. Okay. We're getting the sequence. All right. So we just want you to close your eyes and relax again. You just close your eyes, focus on the breathing, and we're going to sequence another set of frequencies to clear some more. So here we go. All right. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and exhale out all of the energy that was released, all of this stuff, and just feel it all exiting. Do that again, in, and then exhale out. This is a stickier one, so we need a lot of exhales. Blow it out, feel it all leaving. And again, in, take a nice deep breath in, and hold it down there. And then exhale. Take a big, forceful exhale. Like, blow it out. Blow it out. And if you feel there's more that you want to exhale, do it again. Do it again. What this one cleared is stickier energy. This is why we had you do so many. We're having you do these exhales. And again, if you feel that you want to continue to do the deep inhale and then a forceful exhale to continue to, like, release the little crumbs that might be left over, do that. So what this energy, with this energy sequence, this particular frequency sequence cleared, was heavy, dense doubt around money. So money is a big, heavy thing. We notice even when we say money, everyone goes, ugh. And there's not that many human beings that when you say money, they're like, oh, money. They just don't, the energy doesn't do that. It's just, there's so much heaviness that's been put around money, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So when we cleared this, we're clearing a sticky, heavy energy. Because it's so sticky, it likes to stick. Sticky sticks. So it's like clearing out molasses. You got to wash it out, you know, quite a bit. So that's why we were having you do the breathing. And we ran the frequency sequence through you, the energy. And this energy is the energy of when you're looking to create something or have an experience come into your life that's going to bring money to you. And you're looking to open your receiving to receive money. It's all of that doubt that comes along with it. It's like, oh, this isn't going to work. Oh. And then you think you got it right because you're so convinced. You're like, yeah. And then, but then when it doesn't, something doesn't happen in like 2 days or 3 days, you're like, I don't know if this is going to work. It's that type of energy, that energy that always wants to sneak its little head in there. And then when you get the, I'm not sure this is working, then you get the worry energy and all sorts of energy on top of that. So we have cleared that. That's what these frequencies cleared. And where you might feel this, interestingly enough, might be in your, we're receiving, we're thinking it's rather odd, but in the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. Now maybe there's a connection there to money. We guess when you receive money, you receive it in a hand. You have the, it, even if you receive it electronically, it's still the feeling of putting your hand out and having it being put in there and you saying thank you. And when you spend it, you're spending it with your hand. So even if you're spending it digitally, it's still the same as if you're taking it and putting it in your hand and handing it to someone else. So it's receiving and handing out. So the energy within your palms is an energy that responds to and relates to and connects with money. And your palms are chakra centers. They're not as big as the seven main ones, but they are secondary, pretty primary, secondary, can we say that? Well, I guess so. We're source, we can say what we want. So that's what they are. They're pretty big or primary, secondary centers. And also the soles of your feet have chakra centers too. And those are also fairly large centers too. There are many smaller chakras throughout your body. Chakra is just an energy center. And but these two are fairly primary. So that's very interesting. And we interpret the involvement of the feet and the chakra center in the feet as you're stepping forward. Often, people do not step forward or step out because they perceive a lack of money or because they perceive they're going to lose money. So an easy way that everyone can see this is investment, investing. People might say, oh, that's a great investment. Oh, look at that. I could invest in that and, like, triple my money. But then they get afraid. They get held back. So they don't step out and take the action. And, of course, if they don't step out and take the action, they can't reap the benefit or the reward. So that is how we see the energy of the feet involved in this. So what we want to do now is we want to interact with a couple of people, and we want to see how this has felt to you, if you've had any insights. Because as we release this energy, It creates space in you. And when you create space, new things flow in to fill up that space. And in this case, because we're doing energetic releasing of a denser energy, what will flow in to fill up the space is a lighter energy, a higher frequency energy. And this often will feel like well-being, lightness, joy, and also insights and clear seeing and knowing. So if you've had an issue or a question about how to do or what to do about something in your life, it might just have arrived in the clearing of this lower energy, this heavier energy. So can we take a couple of people and see what they have to say?
Sure.
And also, let people type in the little box and put if they've noticed anything different or what they're feeling and how they felt those two clearings. Because we did two frequency sequence clearings in a row. So we're kind of curious.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, also, for those of you who are on the webcast page, you can type in your feedback on the question box. We have,
Kim. We want to ask you, Monsef, are you feeling anything with these clearings, too? What are you noticing?
For me, mostly it was like a release of tension and more calmness.
Okay.
In some sequences, like, I felt like it was more energy, like tingling in my the top of my head.
Okay.
That was my experience.
Okay. Did you hear anything? Did you have a sense of tones? Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what some people say.
Okay.
And if there's a couple of quick questions, if the people that we talk to have a couple of quick questions, then we can answer those. But there's more that we want to do, and we want to take you on the portal journey, which is going to be it's going to be a longer journey. It's not going to be a little quick 5-minute thing. And we got a lot to do in that portal.
All right. Wonderful. We have Kim from San Francisco, phone number ending with 0633. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
That was really beautiful, that first clearing the first one of this little pair. I completely felt it in my brain, like all in my head, kind of at the back of my throat and up and around.
Oh, great.
I felt it all clear out.
Did you feel like
and
energy
then,
was coming out, blowing out?
I felt like, I felt like it was just like this, what kind of sweeped in and moved out stuff, you know? Like I felt the whole little chain of that. And then the second one, I kind of saw color, which was interesting. I didn't hear anything, but it was really from like, it felt like it spread from my second chakra all the way up to my crown, and it was this kind of like creamy tomato red color.
We knew you were going to say red. Well, that's perfect because the red is the color of the root chakra, and that's where you have the energy of this money and the money well-being and safety and security, all that resides there. And that chakra is seen as the color vibration red. So very, very good.
Yeah,
so that's
thank
great.
You so, much.
So how do you feel? We've done three of them now, right? Three or four. We don't remember.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm feeling just kind of like giddy and joyous.
Okay. That's good. That's how we feel.
Yeah. It's really cool, and I want to share because I teach myself, and I did a class on Monday, and everything you're saying is like kind of what I was working with in something I taught on Monday, and so just really resonating as deep truth, you know,
that is perfect.
About the thoughts and all. Like it felt like plaque coming out of my brain, you know, like all those
right.
thoughts felt like black gunk that just like released out.
Right, they're sticky, yeah.
They're sticky, like oily
yeah.
and mucky.
Now, when you talk about them and you teach, do you refer to them as sticky and heavy and
I was seeing it and experiencing it differently with these clearings with you. So that was neat, you know, like it gave me different words because I was kind of seeing and feeling this plaque move out, and I was like, it really looks like gunk in my brain like that.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's like getting a cleaning, like you go to the dentist and you get your teeth cleaned. We perceive it a lot like heavy, sticky molasses, like that black strap molasses, like thick, gunky.
Yeah, but it was neat because your stuff moved it out really quickly. You know,
yeah.
Even though it was thick and gunky, it went away quick.
Yeah, yeah. Magic. We love it. It's energy magic. Yep. So, okay, well, do you have anything else? Because we'd love to hear from another person, if not.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I won't hold
you
up.
Thank you for being here and playing with us, Kim. It's really, we love having you.
I'm so honored.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kim. Yeah,
let's
that's
see if anyone else has some input. Now, we want to say, if anyone else is out there and they heard what Kim said, they go, oh, I can't say what I felt because it's not anything like that. Her thing sounded so great. I'm going to, no. Let that go. We cleared out that energy of self-doubt. So you don't want to start sticking a new pile in there now. So when you realize you're having a thought like that, thank you for sharing. And remember, we want everyone to remember, whatever you felt or didn't feel or experienced or didn't experience is you. It's you. It's perfect for you because you are not any other being. You are uniquely you. And the way the filters that you have, the perceptions that come through those filters are uniquely you. You would not exist if you were not unique. Source does not do redundancy. They might do similarity that are slightly different flavors, but they don't do redundancy. So realize that and embrace whatever comes up for you as yours. It's yours. And love it. Okay. Now, with that said, let's hear from a couple other people.
Okay. We have several feedbacks on the webcast from Miriam from the Netherlands. I felt a strong energy through and around me. Now I feel lighter. The last sequence, I felt my feet really strong, and I am truly, and I am truly stepping forward and also released my wheelchair this year.
Oh, great, great!
Yeah,
that is excellent.
Amazing.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam. And. Mayor from Denver, M-A-R-E.
Okay.
Now I see through my third eye, swirling, light effervescent.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So it sounds like that Mayor feels a lightness that wasn't there. Yeah, great. Okay,
and,
do we have any more?
Yeah, Carrie Mayweather from Texas.
Okay.
Feet vibrated, felt also in crown suspiciously.
Oh, wonderful. That's excellent. Excellent. Okay.
And, Brenda from North Myrtle Beach, I was feeling a spiral in my palms.
A spiral in where?
Palms.
Oh, palms. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Excellent. Are there any more?
No, that's it for the last sequence. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone that wants to share on the phone or speak?
Yes.
And maybe add there, and we can answer a question if you have one.
Okay. We have a caller from Beverly Hills, phone number, and then with I don't see the page is refreshing. So the phone number ending with 3633. Hello.
Hello, my name is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, thank you, Mamsi. Thank you, Amy. And
you're welcome.
What a wonderful time I've been having, really getting lighter and lighter. And one of the things that I would like to ask is when I feel the collective come in, I feel a lightness, a laughter, a joy, a bubblingness. And then I feel something about me kind of try to reduce that. Can you assist me with that?
Yes, we're trying to see if we can. We want. It's like we were trying to like see what you were saying. All right, so let us speak it back to you, and you tell us if this is what it feels like. So when we're doing these clearings, or we're speaking, and we're transmitting these frequencies to you, you start to feel like this bubbling up, like the joy and like this lightness, like a lighter energy filling you. Yes.
Yes, like a delight and almost a laughter.
Right. And then it sounds like what you're saying is it's like almost like this heavier energy just kind of like dumps on your head and starts draining down, like if someone were to pour water on you, and just kind of flows down and dampens the lightness. Is that kind
yes.
of? Okay. So your question is, what's going on?
How can I not do it anymore?
Okay.
Well,
right, what?
Yes, and yeah. What can I do to not have that?
Okay. That this water throwing the water over you, dampening that lightness that has been coming in, that has been showing up, is a habit. Believe it or not, it is a thought habit. It's not something that's coming from outside of you. It's something that's coming from inside of you. It is a thought, behavior, habit pattern that you, I guess we would say developed is the word, or adopted when you were young. For some reason, you probably were told when you were young to calm down, that you had too much energy, you were too exuberant, and people around you were not so exuberant, and they kind of got annoyed with your exuberance and your joie de vivre, and you're like, woo, oh, you know, and you're just a happiness. So they dampened it down. They threw their water on you to dampen your light. And since you were little, you didn't know how to say no to them, and they were the big people, and you looked up to them, and children always think that the bigger ones know more, whether they do or not. And so what happened was you began to, or not even began, you adopted you would dampen yourself down after that. You would throw your own water on yourself. Oh, I can't get this light. I can't be this happy. Oh, no, that's not acceptable. And you would douse the light that's coming up. And it's, for some reason, because of this development, the having it done by other people when you were young, you feel that you can't be that bright in the world. It's not acceptable. And others don't like it. And since all human beings want to be liked by others, you would suppress and dampen your own light and the energy when it starts to come through. It's like, oh, no, I can't, this is not, oh, no, can't have that. So that's what it is. How to stop doing that is to realize you are you. There's no one else like you, and that your job in the world, your mission, is to shine as brightly as you can, as radiantly as you can, as you, because you're the only you. And no one else can shine for you. No one else can shine the energy that is within you out into the world, only you. So when you accept that and you accept your uniqueness, then you can allow, when this energy starts to build and you know, you have to be very aware, and then if you're starting to feel it, you're feeling good, and then all of a sudden it seems to start to recede. Know that what's happened, what you've done, is you've thrown that water on your head because some program, to not feel it's acceptable. And you've given us an idea, because everybody has programs like this that dampen their energy, dampen their spirit, because at some point in time, and especially when they're little, other people, big people, that they needed to look up to or rely upon for their, you know, life survival stuff, told them to calm down or to stop it, or they were too exuberant. No, it's not okay to be that joyful. So everyone's got this. This is not unique to you. It's just a degree of it and the flavor of it that is unique to each person. So that's going to be the next thing that we clear. So thank you very much for that. We really appreciate you giving us that. And we want to bring back to when you feel this happening, just see it, acknowledge it, and say, I am choosing my light. I am choosing the light. And even if you feel it going down, I'm choosing the light. And then take a deep breath and exhale and feel like you're exhaling all of this heavy energy, this water that's trying to pour over you. And focus your attention on the lightness and feel that expand. And if you notice that it's happening again, just you can use the thank you for sharing. I am now focusing on my light. Another thing that's very powerful to say, better to say than to think. It's always better to get the energy out, which is speaking, as opposed to keeping it in your head, which is thinking. And so another powerful thing to say is, I no longer need you. Because this pattern of your doing this, which started with someone else doing it to you, was developed for survival, because life was easier with those people that were not so happy or did not feel that degree of joy when you didn't. So if you consider that, then don't be angry at it. It existed for a purpose, and it really served you at the time when you were young, but it doesn't serve you any longer. And you may speak to it. You may say that. I no longer need you. You have done your job. Thank you very much. I am fine. You are free to go. And you're speaking to the energy as consciousness, because all energy is conscious and is consciousness. And just feel it go. Just feel it go. And the most important thing is that you do not judge yourself. If you feel this happening, you do not judge yourself for this energy, and you just let it be. And as we said, we're going to do a set of frequencies, sequencing them, that will clear this tendency to douse our own light. Okay? Does that make sense to you, Bonnie?
Oh, so perfectly right on, so beautiful and so erudite, and I have to say, you, Amy, are a beautiful, inspiring example of being your own unique light, and I thank you so much for all that feedback.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And Amy is quite weird. I'm quite weird in the world. People think that I am weird, and they either don't like me for that weirdness, like they just kind of look at me, and others really like me. But
I adore you for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And the reason why I said that is because if I were to worry about how my weirdness other people would react to it, I couldn't be me. I couldn't be me. I have to allow me to be. And I had many, many people throughout my growing up and my childhood that were dumping water on me, putting out my light, saying, no, you can't do that, you can't say that, you can't think that, and stop being so off the walls happy. And so this is not something that is just yours. So anyway, thank you for your sharing, and you've given us a beautiful thing to clear for everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Much love.
Thank you, Monsef.
Okay, Monsef. Let's do another one, okay?
All right.
So we want everybody to close your eyes and just relax. Just fall. Bring your consciousness and flow into your breath. Just allow your awareness to flow with your breath all the way in, and then just come bring it out and exhale it. Always good to exhale through the mouth so you really are aware of the exhale. And just focus on the breath and relax. And we are going to sequence some more frequencies to clear this tendency to douse our own light. That's a good way that we are seeing to communicate about it. Douse our light, dampen our people also call it dampen our spirit, dampen our joy. So here we go. All right. All right. We're still flowing that energy. Okay. All right. Okay. We have released that. We're not even going to talk about it because we want to just feel it released. You know what it was. And yep, clearing it out. We're still flowing it away from some of you. Just pushing it away, letting it go out into the universe, just out into the cosmos, dissolving into all the energy, being absorbed into all that is, the energy of source, the light, just so that it's no longer there, it just becomes part of the light. Great. Well, this was a sticky one for a lot of people. We're still waving our arms around, well, Amy's arms around here, kind of pushing this energy out, pulling it away, maybe outside of you, but it's still hanging out around there, so we're just clearing it out, clearing it out, getting it away. So, yes, this is something that a lot of you had, if not all of you, and it is something that has been there for so long that life just hang around even outside of you. So we're just clearing it out. We're just going to stream some more light in to clear out. All right. So we'd love to hear if people felt that. Monsef, did you feel that?
It was like more, felt more centered during that one.
Centered, like centered in your being, centered in your body?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We don't want to say any more than that because we're curious what other people have said, but yes.
Okay.
What did others, anyone else want to share anything? You can put something in the box.
Everyone, you can share with us, on the webcast page, on the question box. And do we invite a caller? Hello?
Is there a caller?
Yeah, we can. We have callers, yeah.
Okay. Let's take
a
caller.
We have Don from Charlotte. Hello.
Hello, Monsef.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don from Charlotte.
Is that where
you're from, Charlotte?
I'm from, and I'm in Asheville today. But
actually,
that's one of the things I'm calling about is like where I should move and when. I'm really not feeling Charlotte. That it feels very young energy to me, and as I'm doing more of my work, and you know, like today with you, I feel like super activated with my pineal gland and my third eye feels really open.
Okay, good.
So one of my questions is like, where should I be moving? I'm like looking at California, but I'm also looking at Europe, like Spain or France. But I was like looking for prosperity and also where my energy will flow.
We have some questions. We have a big question is, when you say you're looking at where you're moving, you listed California, which is on one side of the United States, and then you went immediately over the ocean to Europe. Why? What happened to all the other places in between?
Well, I think some of it astrologically, I'm in my 12th house everywhere in America other than like the West Coast or New York or Boston. So it's either coast, and I really don't want to live on the East Coast. But I'm really interested in some of the other, I've had this real draw to Europe. And so those, but California, because there's so much of the like-minded people there in San Francisco, it feels really pretty safe there for me. And Seattle feels safe too.
Okay. What we're feeling, if you just want to know what we're feeling, is the Europe is a stronger one for you. We're feeling that looking at the California, the San Francisco, and the Seattle is almost like a secondary. And it's like you're saying, well, I'm not sure I want to be out of the country. It's kind of safer there. Would you say that's kind of true?
Yeah, I would say that. My parents are still alive. They're getting older, and I'm sort of the adult child in the family. So that's one draw that sort of keeps me connected to Charlotte. But it was funny, my dad and I were driving around, I guess, yesterday, and he said, I think you'd have to be insane to want to live here. And I was like, he hates it like I do, but for different reasons. Or is not, I don't want to say hate, but is where I think I'm more compelled.
Well, it is a pretty area, isn't it? A very pretty area?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a banking town. It's bank town. It is very much a commercial, and it's Billy Graham's hometown. So there's a lot of evangelical Christianity and a lot of banking going on. If you're into that, that's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. We didn't know that. We're just seeing like a lot of pretty trees, trees, so like they're kind of like rounded trees, shaped trees, like
oak trees. A lot of beautiful oak trees.
Right. So that's what we were seeing a lot of.
My home is surrounded by those. So you're really catching the vibe of the tree population.
All right. What if you were asking us what we're feeling is the place that your energy really would do well is France. You mentioned France. You mentioned it very kind of quickly. But we are feeling that. We are also feeling... We understand about the parents, but we feel that there may be enough of a direct route back for you to return. It's a longer flight, but you know something? So is the flight from Seattle or San Francisco. It's only a couple of hours different. So it's not like you're looking at, well, I'll just move up the East Coast, because you said you don't want to be on the East Coast. So the places, and you're not looking at moving into the interior of the country. So all the places
The only place in the interior I've thought about is like Denver or Boulder. I'm pretty attracted.
That's still towards the west.
It is.
You know, so.
But that's a shorter flight.
It is a shorter flight. Of those energies, well, both those energies would be good for you. We're liking Boulder better than Denver, just because it's more. More nature there. It's not so citified. It's just a yummier, sweeter energy in Boulder than in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Denver's got a more, we would say, hectic energy. If we would say that, a more fast-paced energy. Whereas Boulder's a more sweeter, flowing. It almost flows more like with the energy of nature. And that's what we like about Boulder. And that would be a good energy for you, too. It's interesting because the two cities that you picked, Seattle is a sweeter, slower energy in some parts of it than San Francisco. But they're both cities, and they both don't have that same sweeter energy. And when we were looking at France, we were not looking at a major city center. For you. We were looking at some places like in the south of France, in the country, that where you could still have access to a city, maybe even north of France, but you were outside of a city center. We don't see that your energy is going to be happy for that long in a city center unless there's something that you want the energy of the city to do, like and you want to work with it, in other words.
Well, I think you're really nailing it. My living preference would be what you're describing, smaller. But I still have some business that I want to, in writing and things I want to do in the tech industry. And so Seattle and San Francisco are both, like, not only West Coast, but they're also, you know, really big tech. You know, they're places where there's a lot of the tech industry that I, like, write about and work in.
You're going to be writing about it. You're not going to be where you have to go to a job at a tech company?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So technically, you don't have to be there, do you?
No, but the context that I want to be able to write about and the sources for my work would be there. So it wouldn't be me like me going to a tech company. It would be me like writing about the tech industry.
Right.
So,
but can't you
so
do
I don't
that?
Have to be there, but you need to know people.
Well, could you do that from Boulder?
Probably better Boulder than Paris or south of France. Probably.
Right, right.
Because, you know, they have Silicon Mountain, which is kind of Boulder and Denver. There's a lot of tech industry there.
Well, not only that, you still will be connected. You can – we have this great energy, this digital energy that connects us to everything. You don't have to be physically there to know the people and to know what's going on and to create relationships with the people to be able to write about. You don't have to have your physical body present there. That's not a requirement. It seems like you think it is, but it's not.
Hello.
You can have as much access and have as strong a relationship if you're not there. And you can visit, and you can, you know, all those things like, oh, well, I can't go out to lunch with so-and-so. I can't meet with them and hang out. So visit. You can do it. But we feel that you will be supported by having that slower nature energy. And now that you say that you want to do tech writing, we understand why we're feeling that. Because the tech world and the tech, you know, working within that world and writing about it is a very fast pace. It's a constant boom, 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 right? It's always moving along at a very fast pace. You will be served greatly by having an energy of a sanctuary to come back home to. And you may even be writing better because you have that energy.
Well, certainly the yin energy is, yeah, and the yin energy, I write better in a yin space, and I do research better in a yang space.
Right.
So maybe I could, like, visit. But it is, my creative flow is better when I'm, like, in a calmer sort of centered space. And then, and I think I like living in it better.
Yes, yes. We feel that you do. We feel that you do. It's better. It matches your inner vibration better. It's like you're kind of like a fish out of water somewhere else. You can be there, but it's not the same as when you're in an energy that's supporting you and flowing and meshing with your inner energies. So, and Boulder is close enough to California and Seattle. You can travel there. And like we said, you can create relationships, you know, long distance. You can create them digitally. You can create them many. You don't have to physically be there all the time.
Yeah. I like it.
And you feel that the Boulder is close enough. It's an easy enough flight back to your parents.
Right.
Right.
Now, should I pay any attention to the astrological stuff I mentioned that I'm not, that I'm still sort of hidden in Boulder and Denver, that I'm still in 12th house, or is that any concern?
What do you mean by hidden?
Like my sun is in the 12th house in almost the whole United States other than the two coasts. It's in, like, on the east coast, it's in the 11th house. On the west coast, San Francisco, Seattle, it's in the first house. Everywhere else in the United States, it's my son is in the 12th house.
We're feeling this. We're feeling this out.
Thank you.
What we're getting is no. What we're feeling is no. This is not going to affect you, and as a matter of fact, it may give you a refuge that you wouldn't have being on either coast where you're in the other houses. You're always going to be in an active mode, always, you know, in an activity center, in an active mode. Things are going to be flowing actively, and you really need this refuge. You really do. Your being needs this. It helps it to thrive. So you can go to those centers. You can even spend time there. But you should have a home, an anchor, or a refuge that you can return to. And it's more, the energy is more relaxed. It's not so much that you're covered up. where your light doesn't shine and your work doesn't come out and you know your brightness doesn't come out into the world, kind of think of it as a big blanket. You get to cuddle and wrap yourself up in the big blanket, and it's kind of like that feeling, what we're getting. Have you been to Boulder recently?
Yeah, I go there, and I feel this magic when I land, you know, when I drop into that city. I do feel like magic. I feel, you know, really like, you know, a wow energy that I get from being there.
Trust that. Trust that. Let go of all of the, see, you're putting a lot of, like, you're too much, you're giving too much power to things like the astrological information. The astrological information can squelch you and cover up your light, or it can free you. So it's not, oh, it's a definite going to do this. So we're trying to find the words. It's kind of hard. It's an information, but it's one of many informations. And the biggest information that you should give credence to is how you feel. So if you fly into Boulder and you come out into the city, you leave the airport, you come out in the city, and you feel like, whoa, and you feel this like joy, and you feel this aliveness, and you just feel this love. That's a big, big information that you don't want to overlook.
Yeah, and I feel that in the south of France, too, and I also feel it in San Francisco. But San Francisco is a little bit, it's an overwhelming, even though I'm a little drawn to it, it overwhelms me. It's just sort of like.
So what we would say, you felt the south of France, which is one of the places that we said, was too far away. You didn't want to be an ocean away from your parents at this time. So.
Right.
So we let that one go, and the next one that has a lot of the same energy that we feel for you is the Boulder area. The San Francisco is exactly what we felt, too overwhelming. You can visit it, you can be there, you can spend time there, but to have that as your home base, you won't have a refuge, and it will become too overwhelming for you. And we don't feel that your best you will come out of that.
Okay.
So that's our seeing of the situation. When's the last time you went to Boulder?
It was about a year ago, Labor Day.
Okay. Go back. And we recommend that you go back not for a particular thing, not to do a particular thing, not for a particular event, not to see a particular person. Just go. And when you're there, don't plan to do particular. Just go with the flow, like, just be there like you're living there. And just go do living there things. Okay? Just see how it feels. See how it feels.
Okay.
You might want to spend a couple of weeks there if you got a way to do that. And just live there. Pretend you're living there and just do living there things. Okay. Don't treat it like a vacation. Treat it like I'm living here.
Gotcha.
All right. And just see what input you get from that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your question.
Thank you, Collective. It's a month, Seth.
Yeah, from,
beautiful
thank
time
you.
And all these eclipse energies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. So yeah, thank you also the collective.
Yeah.
I want to quickly share feedback from our listeners on the webcast.
Okay.
We have Miriam. She wrote, "I got a heavy pain on the right side of my neck. I still feel some of it."
Okay.
That was during the Yeah, the last
one.
She says that part of it released.
She felt it released, but there's still a teeny bit there. Is that basically what she's saying?
She felt that pain, and it was still there at the time she wrote that message.
Okay. Okay. So that's still hanging around for her.
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Carrie from Texas felt in solar plexus, then felt a pause and shift in upper body.
Okay, great. Great.
Kim, it was like vapors leaving my entire energy body.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent.
And Sharon, suddenly perspiring a lot, but feeling good. Thank you.
So she said suddenly? Read that one again.
Suddenly perspiring. P-E-R-S-P-I-R-I-N.
Oh, perspiring. Okay. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so she perspired energy out. That's great. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Brenda, I felt a heaviness move up and out of my shoulders into the universe. I welcome the lightness and ease.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah, Miriam just wrote now, the pain in my neck has left now.
Oh, good, good. See, we just focused on it. We just thought about it, focused on it, and we just dissolved it. So good, excellent. Mm-hmm. So we're glad that you felt that. Perfect. Very interesting. That energy that we just did was how we kind of, we would say, saw it. Within your bodies it was swirling around within the solar plexus, swirling, as we were doing the frequencies, like activating itself, moving, not getting activated where it's going to, I guess becoming active would be a better way, and it's swirling around, and then it kind of flowed up and out. For some, it could have flowed up out through the crown, others up through the shoulders, some others still through the solar plexus, but a lot of the what people were describing and what they felt was around those areas. So, yes, very much in the center of the body and moving out and releasing it that way. Now, what we want to do, Monsef, is a little bit different.
Yeah.
We would like to, we're kind of looking at this because we know that you might not like this. We want to take everybody into the guided portal journey. So we want to go into the portal. Mm-hmm. And in the portal, we're going to do some more releasing and clearing. It's actually just going to happen. It's going to be very, very powerful. And we're going to take a look at, we're going to have two things happen that we're going to see. We're going to see a reflection within the portal of your true being, of the true you, your true self. Who and what you really are, not what you think you are or who you think you are, but what you really are and who you really are. And that will just show up for you, and it will show up in varying degrees for everybody. So a way that we kind of see this is it's as if the portal, the walls of the portal will be lined with mirrors. And you will see this reflection. There won't be anything that you have to do to see it. It will just be present. And so that's a very powerful thing. And the other thing that we're going to do in there is we're going to look at, we're going to see, you're going to see your futures. And this is a, this will be a, the path that you are, where you are now, branching off into many, 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 too many for you to even count or be aware of them all, paths. And there may be one that lights up more than another for you. This will also be good for our last caller to help become more clear on places where he wants to move to and live. And it will help people become clear on when they see a particular path light up, and they see what's on that path or they receive information from that path, it will help people become clear on questions that they have, like should I do that or should I do this? What do I do next? Should my next step be this or that. And it could be as big as what should I do next in my what clothes should I, you know, what outfit should I buy for this event or something like that, to what is my next career move, or what do I want to create next for my business, or even what business do I want to create. So there's going to be clarity that's going to come from that. Then what we're going to do is we're going to empower this path. You're going to empower, well, you, actually you're not. You're going to invite the eclipse portal energies to empower that path. And what that's going to do is it's going to add more energy to that path, which is going to make it a stronger pull. So when you're out living your life, going through your the motions of your life, being, doing, you're going to be guided, almost pulled, to making choices and making movements in your life that will bring you down that path. Now, you can always self-correct. You can always correct if you're not liking something on that path. You can always correct. We will teach you how to infuse energy into like an offshoot of that if something isn't working. So so it's a kind of a really fun and exciting opportunity to really, it's almost, we keep getting a vision. Now, we don't even know what it's called, but there's kind of like a little car, it looks like, or a, not a car, like an automobile, a little vehicle that's kind of oblong looking, and it has a hook in front of it, and it hooks into like a track, but not like a train track. The track has like rolling things, and the hook of the car, well, not car, we don't want to call car, the hook of the round or oval little encasing thing that you sit in hooks into and over this like a part of the chain, and then the chain that track moves along, like it just kind of, and your little oblong vehicle goes with it. We have no idea what that is, but there's something like that that exists on your planet. It may be a ride in an amusement park. We're not sure, but it's very interesting, and that's kind of what's happening when we infuse this one path with the energy from the portal. It's like it's magnetic. So it's like your little vehicle of your body hooks onto that, and that path is now moving along, and you kind of get pulled. We just think that may be not a really good analogy. It's very funny to us. We don't know if it's something that you guys could picture. Anyway, all right, so we're going to do that. What we'd like to do, we're kind of looking and say, we'll ask you, Monsef, do we want to do this before we describe our special offer or afterward? And what we're getting, what we're feeling, is it may be very, very special and powerful to do it before.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to make sure that people do not fall asleep on the portal journey. That's always a concern. People get so relaxed.
Yeah, we can do it before, yeah, of course.
Is that? Do you feel that? What do you feel?
Yeah.
You feel that will be powerful?
Yeah, because I feel we are already in the energy of it, so
right.
It feels better to do it
okay.
Before. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's perfect. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to have all of you relax. You can lie down. You can sit up. This is going to be, we're going to go for a journey, so it's not going to be a minute or two, so just make sure that you're in a comfortable position. You want your body to be relaxed. You don't want to feel strain in any muscles. And you want to be in a position that you can stay in for a while without having to get up or shift or move around. All right, so just get your body in that position and close your eyes. Oh, we are going to do a different way of relaxing your body. we are seeing a different tool coming to us. So that is a rainbow stream. So what we're going to do is we want to imagine this beautiful stream, like a column of swirling, very slowly, swirling like that, of these colorful rainbow-colored light and frequencies. And it's above your head. And you're going to breathe it in through your crown. Imagine it opening in your crown and you're breathing in all this rainbow light. And this rainbow light is flowing down, down, down and through your head, down into your body, down through the center of your body, still as a column of light, all the way down, and it's going to go into a swirling vortex of light. But this swirling vortex is going to be filled with rainbow light. And as it swirls in this vortex, the rainbow light fills it even more. And when you're ready to exhale, you're going to bring up your breath. And the breath is just going to be breath, no light. And you're going to exhale through the mouth. So it's going to, you're going to imagine the rainbow light flowing down and swirling down in the lower abdominal area. And then you bring this breath up the front part of your body and out your mouth. And exhale. So feel this beautiful, really light, happy, beautiful energy, this rainbow energy, light, coming in. You're breathing it in through the top of your head. You're flowing it down, down. It almost tickles as it flows down. It's such a joyful, beautiful energy. And it flows all the way down to the lower abdominal area. And it swirls in this beautiful vortex of rainbows and sparkles, and it's just gorgeous. And then when you feel like exhaling, you bring your breath up the front, exhale through the mouth. Great. And as you exhale through the mouth, you're exhaling anything that is not of the rainbow light. So once again, you're going to bring in this beautiful swirling column of beautiful rainbow light, sparkling and swirling, and it's just so gorgeous. And it comes all the way down, down, down. And it may tickle your belly as it flows down to this lower abdominal area where it swirls in this beautiful vortex. And as it swirls, this time the rainbows overflow and flow all the way down your legs, down into your feet, bringing all of this rainbow light into your legs and your feet. And it's, they're just lit up like little rainbows. And then bring the breath up the front and exhale through the mouth, exhaling everything that's not rainbows. And once again, breathe in this beautiful rainbow light, beautiful swirling column of light, slow swirling, filled with the sparkling, dazzling rainbow colors. All the way down, down, down to the lower abdominal area, where it swirls very slowly. And let the rainbow energy flow out and up and fill all of your trunk area, all filled up with these rainbows, all the way up to your neck. See, all the way up, and everything is filled with these rainbows. Your organs are colored with rainbow light. Everything is rainbows in you. And exhale out any energy that's not filled with rainbows. And once again, breathe in through the top of your head, the crown, the gorgeous rainbow, beautiful swirling energy. It's so dazzling and bright and so filled with joy. And yes, it can tickle as it flows all the way down, down, down to the lower abdominal area. And as it swirls, let it overflow with more rainbow light. And this time it flows all the way up, 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 flowing up into your head, filling all of your head and all the muscles in your face and everything, and down the back of your neck and down and out your shoulders. And it runs down your arms, filling your arms with rainbows and your hands and fingers with rainbows. Rainbows everywhere, rainbow light sparkling and twinkling, filling you. And when you feel you want to exhale, bring that breath up front and exhale out all of the light that is not rainbows, all of the energy that's not rainbows. And now we just want you to bring your attention inward and just see all of this gorgeous rainbow energy, this sparkling and dazzling, twinkling, and just flowing. It's flowing through you. Energy. Gorgeous rainbow energy. And as it's flowing through your insides, it's healing anything in any organ. It's wrapping around your liver, your intestines, your heart, your lungs. Everything. Everything is just being filled with rainbows. Rainbow energy is being healed, releasing anything that's not rainbows. And so just breathe out again and let all of this energy that's not rainbows come out. Good. So you are filled with this rainbow energy. And your aura around you is filled with rainbows and rainbow energy. You have activated and are wearing your rainbow body. You are nothing but rainbow light. This beautiful frequencies, this beautiful range of dazzling energy is you. And in that rainbow body, within your rainbow aura, we're going to journey into this magnificent portal, this eclipse portal. And this eclipse portal is in front of us. We want you to look as if you are looking through your energy eyes, see ahead, and you'll notice that there is this big opening. It appears to be a swirling opening. The energy around the opening is moving very slowly. So it's not fast swirling. There's no fast movement. It's a very slow, swirling energy. And it appears to be white light, and it's got filled with twinkles and sparkling pinpoints, dazzling light, reflective quality. It's got a very reflective quality. And you notice that as you get closer, we're moving closer and closer, that portal is opening, is pulling us to it. And as you are coming closer and closer to it, you notice that it extends, like there is an inner part that goes in, and you can't see where it goes to. But you see there is almost like a tunnel made out of this swirling, rotating light. It's a gorgeous white light with the sparkling and twinkling. Very, very beautiful. Very, very reflective, like mirror sparkling qualities within this portal. So now, feel yourself being drawn into the portal. And what's going to be even more magical is this is not a small portal. So we want you to be aware of all of the others that are present here with you being drawn into the portal. We are going into the portal as a group. We're going in a couple at a time. And we're just going in. And you could feel this energy, this partnership energy of everybody going into the portal. And you don't feel alone. You feel excited to be in this portal. You feel supported. And you can see, you can notice the portal beings. They kind of stand out slightly from the walls of the portal. They're a different type of energy flow, and it's like they're shape-shifting energy. And so it's almost as if you can see them kind of shimmer into shape and then almost dissolve back into the walls. And you see them, when they shimmer into shape and you can see them, they're lined up along the interior of the portal, creating an opening, lining the opening through which you are walking into. They are creating a safe, welcoming space for you. They're very loving beings, and you can feel that. And as you walk by them, feel yourself send them love. Just send out beams of love to each side where they are. Just feel that. Just feel the love stream from you, and it fills them. They accept it. They receive it. And as they do, they seem to glow a little bit brighter, and you feel the joy of having shared this and contributed this love to them. Now we keep moving forward deeper into this portal. And as we're moving through the portal, that energy that is rotating very, very slow, around the walls of the portal. Remember, the portal is a circular or oval shape, so it's almost like a tunnel effect. And as you see the surface of the portal, the inner surface, you see these twinkling, dazzling, sparkling, reflective pieces of light. And they're there. And as you look at them, you're feeling that you're receiving something. You're like, it's like the light that they reflect, it like twinkles off them, and you receive it. It almost feels like you're being zapped. You're like receiving like a little zap of something from these reflective parts of the walls. And all right, we will pause for a moment on our journey in, and we're just going to look at the wall. Just look at just focus on the one of the sides of the portal and these little dazzling, twinkling, reflective pieces. As you look in them, look at them and look into them, you see that what they're gently twinkling and maybe rocking or swaying, or even sometimes some are spinning. And what you're seeing is you're seeing a reflection. It's a reflection of your energy. And that reflection is showing the rainbows within your energy and the rainbow body that you're wearing. And it's showing a lot more, too. It's reflecting you as these beautiful little sparkling, twinkling parts of the wall. We could call them particles, so they're not really particles. They're just parts of the energy as they see you. And so just absorb what they're seeing. Just see what they're showing you and allow yourself to just receive that and absorb it. You don't need to understand it. We don't want you to try to figure it out or to try to see what they're seeing. Just as they sparkle and they reflect back and you receive a beam of light from them, just receive it. Just feel that coming into you. Feel that penetrating into your core. And just receive it. And just receive it with love. Receive it with gratitude. And now we're going to continue again our journey forward, and we want you to know that these twinkling, sparkling aspects of the walls, the energy in the walls, are continued. It's not just in one part, it is throughout the whole portal. And so you're going to be receiving reflected information from these little twinkling, sparkling aspects throughout the whole journey. We're not going to keep talking about it, but you will keep absorbing it, receiving it, and just when you feel it, say thank you. Just thank you and send love. Thank you and love. That's it. And also the portal beings that you see, you're going to see them coming into shape again, forming like they're kind of all of a sudden appearing from the wall, the energy wall of the portal. You see them materialize and then they kind of flow back into the walls. When you see them now, as we get deeper into the portal, they too are going to be very reflective. They're going to be very, it's almost as if they're wearing a reflective coating. So again, you're going to be receiving energy from them and love, and you're also going to be receiving reflected information. So, and reflected knowing. So as you receive it and you feel it, it'll feel it might feel like a little, like a little zoop in, or it might feel like a warmth, or it might feel like a tingle, or it might not feel like anything, but you just can see a sparkle and a twinkle, and you know that something was just beamed to you. Just feel love and send love and gratitude, love and gratitude. The eclipse portal is a space that when you are here and present, filled with love and gratitude, it opens up a world to you. It opens up a wealth of insight and information and energy. It's amazing. It just engulfs you, and it's like a big hug. Even though the portal's huge, it's like a hugging portal. It feels like that because it's so filled with love. So as we walk in deeper and further into the depths of the portal, still receiving from the portal walls, the portal beings, and those beautiful sparkling and twinkling, dazzling space. Now, what's interesting as we get deeper into the portal is the space within the portal, not just the portal walls, is filled with like little teeny mirror-like sparkling objects. They're I hate to use the word object, but they're a coalescing of energy that seems to look like a mirror-like sparkling. It reflects beams of light as they move, they rotate, they turn. They're reflecting the rainbow light from you. They're reflecting the light from the portal walls. And they're just, it's almost like a light show in the space all around you. And this light show, these sparkling, dazzling objects that are reflecting information. They're reflecting knowing. They're reflecting experience into you, into every cell within your being. So again, just feel gratitude and love as we move forward through the portal. And as we move forward through the portal even further, we come to a place within the portal that seems to be, we would describe it, as a more open area, still within the portal. You can see that there we're still in the portal, but it's almost as if it's a space within the portal where the energy is different. It's an opening within the portal energy. If the energy coming in felt more concentrated, is a good way to put it. And here we are in this space where the energy seems to be more opening, more inviting, and it feels more comfortable to stay here for a while. And so you feel like you want to stay. So imagine yourself coming into this space. All of us are coming in. You see all of your fellow portal journeyers coming in. And we're all going to sit down. Imagine yourself sitting down, you and your rainbow body, sitting down on the energy floor of the portal. And as you sit down, you feel yourself relax. And you feel a lot of energy coming up and concentrating around your third eye. A lot of energy focusing and concentrating around your third eye and around your crown. The energy comes into your crown, but it then focuses in your third eye. A lot. You could feel, almost you might feel pressure because of so much energy focused in your third eye area. And as everyone's sitting here with this big, open, beaming light coming out of their third eye, and this beautiful light there in the area of the third eye, we want you to look. Just look into the space of this opening. And we want you to focus. Like adjust your focus until you can see many, many paths. So where you are sitting on your present path, and branching off of that, you will see many, a huge, huge number of these paths. They're light paths. They're showing themselves to you as light paths. And just allow yourself to take them all in, to see them all, and allow yourself to feel and receive information from them. So imagine there's like all of these branches out there of these paths, and this information, this energy is just coming down through them, and then down into the primary path that you are. Almost like a tree trunk with the many branches, and the energy is coming in through all of these branches, all of these paths, down into the central you. And allow yourself to feel yourself receive from them. And just breathe it in, and just receive. Don't try to figure out what it's saying, what the paths are. if there's a message for you, just receive the energy. Feel it fill you. Feel your third eye receiving the light from the past. And as you receive this, and as you focus on these paths, you notice one seems to be getting brighter. It seems to be glowing brighter than the others. And it seems to continue to get brighter. So that now when you look out at all the paths, that one path is so bright, it really stands out. And it almost shines over the light of the other paths. So now, through your third eye, we want you to look at this path. Just look at it. Don't try to see what's there. Don't try to figure out what's there. If you see some things, that's wonderful. If you see only light, that's wonderful too. We don't want you to start engaging, thinking about, oh, what could that be? What might this path be? No. You are receiving here, totally receiving. When you receive, you have to be empty. If you are filled up with thought, filled up with trying to figure out, you can't receive. So let all that go. If you notice you're doing that, say, oh, I'm letting this go now. I'm receiving. And just invite the energy and the light of this path to come into you, to fill you. Just feel it flowing in. Feel your third eye receiving beams of light from this path. Feel your solar plexus area receiving energy and light from this path. Feel your whole being receiving energy and light from this path. And as you feel it, allow it to fill you up. This energy is different from the energy that you were feeling before, in the portal energy, that's still present. This is the energy flowing from this lit up path. Now, we want you to imagine or feel yourself beaming energy, light, from your third eye into this path. Filling it with light. And as you're beaming it with light, just think to yourself, or you may even speak, this path is in my highest and best good. This path is the path that is the highest and best good for all. This is my path for my highest and best good. This is the path of the highest and best good for all. This is the highest, the purest, the most beautiful path. This is the path that is the path that I will feel with ease. This is the path that will show itself to me that I might not even be conceiving of now, but I will know it as I feel it. I will recognize it. I will not need to try to figure out if this is my path. It will just tell me. It will tell me in feelings. It will tell me in joy. It will tell me in ease. It will tell me in inspiration. It will tell me in many ways that this is the way you walk. Go this way. And as you feel this and you know this, send love into this path. Send a beam of love. Feel this love coming right out of your heart center, your solar plexus, and feel it flowing right into the path and all the way out until you can't see the path anymore. And feel the path send gratitude back to you and fill every cell of your being with the knowing of this path. Good. All right. Now take some deep breaths in. Hold them as every cell is infused with the knowing of this path. And exhale. And as you exhale, all that you exhale infuses this path with more and more energy. This is your path, the path that is infused with light, the path that is yours to walk, the path that is in your highest and best good, way beyond what you have imagined. There it is. How wonderful. How exciting. And you are going to discover it as you walk it. All right, bring your attention back to your being. Bring it down back out from the path. We know you're all flowing down the path. And some of you were still trying to see what was on the path. We know. And just bring that energy, let it come back into you. And let the vision of the path just gently dissolve. And we're going to get up now from this space in the center of the vortex. Well, we don't know if it's the center, actually, but it's this open space where the energy is just more inviting and it's comfortable to sit and stay. And we want you to, within this space, we want you to walk over to a couple of the portal beings and interact with them. In this space, they too are more comfortable, so they don't have to be shape-shifting and dissolving back into the walls of the portal so much. They can actually be more present with you, and you can see them and interact with them. So as you see them, go, feel them, speak to them, interact with them. Now when you interact with them, you interact with them in thought, in energy. Beam them love and see what you get back. Beam appreciation and see what you get back. They are very loving, loving beings, the portal beings. And they are there because they want to serve you. They want to empower you. So just receive their love. Receive everything that they want to give you. Good. And just kind of interact with them like you're meeting old friends that you haven't seen in a long time. If you want to feel yourself giving them an energy hug and receiving energy hugs from them, do that. And just enjoy them. They're your old friends. The portal beings are a very high dimensional being. They are, as you can see, pure energy and pure light. And they are not just light, they are a field that light passes through. They are very, very high vibrational beings. They're telling us they're of the 11th dimension. And for most beings of other dimensions, they are completely invisible. So that you're seeing them and experiencing them now is really a gift. This is special. It's a special energy that we're in that allows you to be aware of them. So feel that love. Feel everything they want to give you. Receive it. You can even feel yourself thinking to them, is there anything else you want to give me? Is there anything that I should receive from you? Good. All right. We're going to begin our journey back out of the portal. So first we're going to exit this beautiful space within the portal. So say your goodbyes to the portal beings that are there, though they will be accompanying you on the way out. The portal beings in this space are the same portal beings that are peering within the walls of the portal. They're just able to be in, quote, form, unquote, more in this center space. So feel yourself coming out of the space and feel yourself coming back into the energy, the primary energy of the portal. It's a little more of a, we would say, tense energy. And again, here in the portal energy, you can see that the walls of the portal are slowly rotating around, as if they're swirling around you, but it's so slow. It's not a fast rotation. It doesn't, like, throw you off as you walk through the portal. It's very slow, but it's perceivable. You can see it. And again, in the walls of the portal and the space of the portal are all these dazzling, sparkling, and twinkling little bits of energy. Again, reflecting light and the rainbows that you are, rainbow light reflecting everywhere. Just gorgeous, like beams of it reflecting back and forth, back and forth. A weaving of these beams of rainbow light as you walk through this portal tunnel. There's so many of these sparkling, twinkling little bits, little pieces of energy that they create. It's almost like it's a laser light show with beams of rainbows just crisscrossing and all over and dazzling. And as you walk through it, these beams of rainbow light fill you, and they infuse information and light into yourselves. They infuse knowing. And again, you receive all that they are reflecting. And what they are reflecting is the truth of you, the true you. Who you are, what you are, is not what you normally think of yourself as. It's much bigger and vaster and more powerful than that. Way more. So as all of this light and energy is reflected into you, you just receive it. And receive it with love. Once again, beam love. Love to all of the twinkling little parts, beam love to the portal, and beam love to these portal beings that you will see coming. They come into form almost magically out of the walls of the portal, and then they dissolve back in. And they're there to be like the sentry. They line the portal, welcoming you in, and now they are escorting you back out, all with love. And it just feels so amazing to be in this portal. It's like a portal of just such magic, a portal of such gorgeous energy, and a portal that's so filled with love. Very, very high, high frequency energy here. And as you move further towards the opening of the portal, you can begin to see it ahead of you. You see almost like this circular big giant opening, and you see there's a different energy out there. It's different than the energy that's in the portal. And so we're moving closer and closer to the opening of the portal. We could call it we don't want to call it the exit because it's also the entrance. It's like the mouth of the portal. And as you move closer, you're receiving the whole way, every step. You're receiving the reflected, gorgeous energy and information from the sparkling bits. And the sparkling bits are also lining all the walls. So there's a lot of reflection going on in here. A lot of reflected energy beaming back and forth. And the energy all contains information, light information. And you're receiving it all as light. It's absorbing into your being. Light has no words, so don't try to figure this out in words. Oh, what's it telling me? What's the information? We say the word information, but information is not words. Information is energy. So you can receive information in light and energy that doesn't exist in words. So if you find yourself trying to know what it's saying, let that go. Let that go. That's just your mind trying to get control over the situation to make it understandable. And we will remind you, the best experiences that you'll ever have in this life, in any life, are those that you cannot understand. They're not understandable. All right, so we're right here at the opening. You can see it. It's all around you. You're in the mouth of this gorgeous portal. And as you turn around to look back into the portal, you see all of these portal beings. They're kind of coming into form off of the walls of the portal. And they're there. They're beaming you this love. They're sending you all of the love that they are to take out with you, to take with you, to become part of you. They don't say goodbye because they know that they will always be there and you can always return. But they are filling you with this love. They are so selfless that all that they are, they beam to you. They know that they have so much more that will fill them, that they are, that they can beam you everything that they are in any moment. They want you to know that about you, too. So now, as we step out of the portal, we're coming back into the energy that we're familiar with, the earth energy, the energy and magnificent source that is around you everywhere within the earth plane. And feel yourself melting back into that energy. Feel that energy. It's filled with light. It's filled with love. It's all around you. It feels familiar. And in a way, you're happy to be back. And you feel and you can see that you are so filled with light. You're radiating. You're glowing. You're almost glowing silver. You're so filled with this beautiful light. And the rainbows are dancing within you. Each cell is filled with rainbows. So feel yourself, this gorgeous energy, rainbow energy body that you are. Feel it slipping back into your physical body. Slide back in, starting at your crown. Just feel the energy of you diving in. Diving in. Feeling the space of your physical form. Feeling it. Filling it all up, all the way down to your toes. Now you can feel your body. You can feel the form of your body. You can feel the weight of your body being pulled by the gravity of the earth. Your body has a weight against the surface that you're lying or sitting on. Feel that. Feel that you can wiggle your fingers. Move your fingers and feel that you can wiggle your toes. Allow yourself to feel the beautiful energy that's filling your body form. Allow yourself once more to feel immense gratitude and love for this experience. And allow yourself to feel immense gratitude and love for the energy that you are. And allow yourself to feel immense gratitude and love for the body form that you are inhabiting. For that body form allows you to experience a physical world. It's a wonderful body form. And now feel your awareness and your consciousness flowing through your body, just checking everything out. Checking it out, making sure everything's happening and working. Your heart's beating. The lungs are filling and inflating with the air. You can feel the breath moving in and out. You can feel the blood rushing around. doing its thing. Everything's happening. You can move and move a couple of things, move some muscles. Good. Now bring your awareness up, up behind your eyes. And imagine, we don't have to imagine, just feel yourself, feel your consciousness right there, sitting behind your eyes. We're going to open those eyes in a moment. We're going to count from 1 to 7. And we're going to bring you up, up to a consciousness level that you could open your eyes into your space. We will tell you when we reach 7. 1, 2, 3. Feel yourself being more present there, behind your eyes, in your body. 4, 5, 6, and 6 again, and 6 again, and now 7, and open your eyes, blink, look around, look into your space, there may be some rainbows all around you, there may be some sparkling, twinkling light in the air, energies in the air, they might have stuck to you as you came out of the portal. So see what's there. Move around a little bit. And welcome back. Come on, Seth.
Yeah, I am here.
Okay. We weren't sure if we left you in the portal.
Yeah, thank you. That
was
so beautiful.
Was that?
Yeah, it was. It felt really beautiful. Like when we were in the portal, like I felt like there was like a white energy surrounding me. It was like the shape like a fire, but it was white. And then receiving the energy from the path, I didn't know what it is, but it felt like there was an anticipation of about how this will be reflected and what I will be able to create from this. There was some excitement about that energy.
Good. Now we want to hear from everybody, or how many people want to talk to us and share their experience. But before we do, now that you are filled with this energy and you are in this just amazing connection with the rainbow frequencies, with who you are, and we don't even have the words to describe how wonderful you all feel. We just want to make sure that you're all back and present. Can we do some raising of hands? And the web people can just say yes if they don't need to write anything. Just say yes if you're here and you're back and you're conscious, because we have some things that we want to share. Are you getting any raised hands?
First, a feedback from Uma on the webcast. Dearest Amy and the collective, I appreciate deeply and with my heart. A huge dancing hug, and I bow to you, Uma.
Oh, thank you, Uma. And you're welcome,
Uma.
And we love you.
And Carrie just saw a purple beans while walking through the portal. So that was when we were doing the journey.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We have yes from Rock.
We have some more yeses. We just want to make sure everybody's there because we have some cool things, beautiful things that we want to share.
Another yes.
Okay.
And we have also new people raising their hands.
Good. Good. All right. We want to share some things with you. And what these are is now that you've had this portal journey and you've experienced this, you have been added to in a big way. You have been infused with knowing, insight, energy, clarity. You might not be seeing them all now or receiving from them all now, but you will be. And now we want to share with you some additional things that are going to enhance what you've experienced and take you back to this place of expansion. Because as everyday life swirls around you and you get out there into the regular world of people that have not had this experience and do not carry this high frequency energy, you can be knocked back into old patterns. We release the energy of patterns and habits, but you still retain the knowledge of them in your mind and your all-powerful mind. Oh, and also in your body cells. A lot of energy gets stored there and knowing. So you might find yourself all of a sudden doing a pattern, doing a thought pattern, a behavior pattern, or feeling or thinking a belief pattern. That's when these specific tools are going to help you a lot. First tool we have is the crystalline grid living love connection. This is a beautiful guided journey to out to the beautiful love grid. This is a love energy grid. There are many grids that are around the planet, Earth. This one is a grid of light and love. And you move out into that. And as you do, you become aware of yourself as a point on that grid. You see, you exist here on the planet. Only a part of you exists here. There are so many other aspects of you that exist in so many other places. One of those aspects is in the love light grid, the crystalline grid around the planet. This grid, this you, connects with the planet in a very deep way and also experiences the dimensions of energy on the planet in a different way than when you're on the planet. It's very freeing, and it is beautiful for connecting to your truth. Very powerful. We cannot overestimate or overstate, it would be, the power of this beautiful grid. The next tool is a magnificent two-part, we would call it a recording, and a program, an audio, in two parts. And it is called Unlimited and Abundant. And you experienced unlimitedness and abundance, the unlimitedness of you when you were in that portal. This program brings that experience into your reality. It's really wonderful to be able to experience the unlimited and abundant and all being nature of yourself when you're in the portal. But when you're out in your everyday world, sometimes that gets eclipsed, and that's a pun intended. You see, we like to make puns. We're funny. We should do a comedy show. Anyway, the unlimited and abundant programs, there's two, will bring this energy, will remind you, awaken you within the energy of the earth plane of your unlimitedness and abundantness, this nature of you. And it does so in a way that works within the context of the earth plane. So This is a very valuable tool. The next tool you're going to love, this is a magnificent guided portal meditative journey. This is a journey, we love this, that where we take you into a portal. It's not the eclipse portal. It's a, we would say, a smaller portal, but just as powerful. All portals are extremely powerful. And it's, of course, lined with the magnificent energy and light and all of the portal beings. So you will find a lot of your portal being friends, your new portal being friends, you will recognize here, because portal beings are not chained to one portal or the other. Portal beings, being of the 11th dimension, are free and they flow and they do not know constraints or attachments. Those just don't exist for them. There's no limitation. It's good to hang out with your portal being friends. They will teach you so much about no limitation. You will learn a lot from your portal being friends. So this portal journey is really, really powerful. And within this particular portal, you can gain clarity, again, on your illuminated path if you want to reconnect with it. You can transcend, quote, time, space into one and experience the one moment, true moment of simultaneous time and see ahead into future selves, your future experiences and selves. There's many. Which one's on the lit up path? So you might want to look at that. And you can receive so much from this portal journey. And what's wonderful is you can take this portal journey over and over. And each time you travel on it, you will receive something completely new and completely different. That's the nature of portals. Next thing, the next tool, is a sweet, sweet, loving gift from us. It's a reminder. It's like a poke. It's like a loving poke where we want to poke you and remind you to let it go and to laugh and be joyful. It's our instant joy process. And it is exactly that. It's short, it's sweet, and it lifts you up into so much joy and generates this ball of joy within you. It's like our poking you. Like, hey, lighten up. Here's the joy. And it's wonderful. And it's so sweet and wonderful, we recommend it like a vitamin. Every day, every day, once a day or twice a day, depending on what you feel. So the next tool is a series of tools, actually. These are very, very powerful, high-frequency, living energy recordings. So the energy that we just experienced in the portal, these contain very, very similar high frequencies. The energies in these recordings, they're not long because you're not being taken into a portal journey, so you have to be able to assimilate and receive these energies within the dimensional energy that you're normally in. So to keep them at maximum, we would say, infusion and assimilation levels, they're short. So you can use them daily. They're about from 5 to 10 minutes long. That might not seem short to you, to us, compared to the portal meditation, portal meditative journey, the journey we just took. They're short. And they're focused. Their energy within each transmission is light encoded and focused specifically on certain frequencies and light ranges with specific information. And what they're focused on is, the first is a special alignment and a tuning to, we would say, alignment with, meshing into, we don't know there's lots of words we could choose, the synchronicity and flow in 2019. So this will create or open to you just a flow and a synchronicity of events that just come into your path. And you'll just be like skipping down the yellow brick road, picking daisies over here, picking daisies over there, and getting to where you want to be. So it's that type of synchronicity and flow. And the next one is focused on the energy of prosperity and abundance in 2019. The reason why they're focused for the year is because each year has a specific set of frequencies and energy patterns. So when certain energy infusions are made for a year, they're made to work within the energy patterns of that year. And so they're enhanced by the energy of the year. And the next one is focused for well-being and optimal health. This one is so powerful that if you have pain or you're not well and you listen to it, you will feel better. And the more you listen to it, the better you will feel. So it's a cumulative energy. The energy of these recordings accumulates and builds within your cellular beings. So you're made up of consciousness, many, many trillions of little cell consciousnesses, and they are accumulating all of this. And it will constantly stream to you from them. So it's a very, very interesting how these activations work. This energy and then activations work within the body. All right, the next one is for optimized relationships. Now, remember what we said about relationships earlier, that relationships are everything. So this means not only an optimized relationship with your romantic friends, but an optimized relationship with acquaintances, with your family, with your car, with your chair, with your food. So if you're someone that eats food and your body's not happy or is pretty reactive, they can call that all different things. One of the things they call it is food sensitivity. Well, you're going to improve your relationship with food with this energy transmission and activation. So that will be helpful and nice. You'll also improve how your body feels with the well-being and optimal health. So that's another one that's very broad. Well-being is not just feeling good. It encompasses your whole being and the whole energy that you are within the energy of the overall energy. Very big. Then the next one is career and business success within the energy of 2019. Now, this one is a more focused focus because it's not just on a well-being or a relationships. The relationships is part of this, too. So relationships should be listened to with career and business success, with well-being and optimal health, with them all, with prosperity and abundance. These are all relationships. Remember, everything's a relationship in the earth plane. And relationships go far beyond people. There are relationships with energy, too. You have relationships with energy. And most people aren't even thinking that way. But now you are, so that's good. Now, the career and business success is in creating an energy within you, filling you with an energy frequencies and energy that attracts positive career movement and success to you. So this is a very powerful, again, energy. It's a light-encoded energy transmission with an activation. And all of this energy. It's like magnetizing you. But that's such a way too simple way to think of it. So it's like making, if you could see yourself as a shimmering field of energy, like you were in the portal, you would see that the shimmering field of energy that you are is now transformed in a way so as to like call these experiences to you that lead to career and business success. That's a very good way of putting that. We like our saying it that way. All right. The next beautiful tool is what many of you are already familiar with, the very, very powerful, and we made a new name. Oh, we gave Amy a new name. This is the very powerful 5D through 11D multidimensional money Reiki sessions, the MMR, as Amy has called them. They are now called the MMRT sessions. And what that is magnificent money, multidimensional money Reiki, that's actually three M's, but we could say magnificent MMRT, multidimensional money Reiki transformation sessions. We have added the word transformation because the energy of the sessions is transformative. It transforms those in the sessions. Transforms their lives, their being, their experience, their perception of themselves in the world, and their world. Very, very powerful sessions. These are once a month, and you will be in, if you decide to take action now, you will be in this month's MMR, which is a double eclipse. Yep, double eclipse MMR. All of the portal energy from the eclipse portal will be present in that. We're not going to go into the portal in this session. We're going to be receiving the energy. The experiences are so powerful. People see the energy. They feel the energy. Often they open their eyes in the middle of the session and they see a big ball of light there. And very powerful sessions. They are assisted or supported, however we want to say it, by hundreds of seventh dimensional light beings. The energy within these sessions is off the charts. Off the charts. The word Reiki is used in the name, but this is way beyond anything experienced on planet Earth known as Reiki. This is really a journey into other dimensions. And it's so wonderful. Each monthly session has an energy focus and a theme, as we could say. And this energy focus for this month will be the double eclipse portal, double eclipse frequencies and portal energies, and the opening up, the transformation of you, the blossoming of you in all areas within that energy. Very powerful. You know, Amy uses these letters, MMR, now MMRT, and it sounds just trite. It sounds simple, letters. But don't let those letters disguise the powerful experience that these sessions are. All right. Next thing, which is a beautiful, wonderful, delicious tool and experience, and it creates a magnificent, we would say, bubble of magical energy around you. And you've been experiencing this throughout this session. The crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. They are magical. They were in the portal that we just journeyed into. You were filled with them throughout this session, infused with them. They were around you. They're everywhere right now. These rainbow frequencies, you will receive a 30-day constant, continuous infusion and stream of these rainbow frequencies. Now, they are light, they're beautiful, and uplifting. you will not feel like you're getting a beam of energy for every single, you know, day, and it will not feel like that. That will be overwhelming. This is just a lightness of being that you'll feel. You'll feel a sense of magic, and you'll feel uplifted. You'll feel more joy in your belly, and things won't get to you so much. Those things that used to, you know, kind of like mess up your flow, no, they won't. They're just kind of, oh, okay. And even traffic. We have a lot of reports of people that used to go crazy in traffic. No. Now it's like, oh, traffic. So these are amazing, amazing. And they are truly a gift to have flowing all around you. Everything that we've just told you about is what we call our package A. Or actually, it's really Amy's package A. Or it's both of ours, because everything she doesn't do without us. We're always giving her, flowing through her, giving her ideas, and often we take over. So it's all of our, it's both of our package A. And then, that has everything that we just talked about. Then there is package B. Package B talks to the light being within you. Package B is, it is a 30-minute to 35-minute personal, finely focused, finely tuned, and you choose the energy, the areas of focus. So you are participating in this. And the energy is so focused, and it just goes right into your being. It infuses the energy of you, it heals your energy body, infuses the energy of your aura with this powerful transformational energy. This is what we would describe as energy surgery. We go into your energy matrix and we rearrange energy. We release and remove energy that is not serving you and causing issues. And we infuse very high frequency divine light energy into all of the areas that need it and then balance everything throughout. So it's kind of an energy restructure. It's a very in-depth session, and you will feel it. And it's, we don't even have words to describe how amazing it is. It's profound. It's very profound. It might sound just an energy session when you read the words. It's not. It's not. Think of energy surgery and think of what you would like removed, replaced, exchanged, empowered. What would you like infused in? So it's powerful. It's powerful. And that, adding this personal session, is what we're now, to everything else that we talked about, now makes it package B. See how we did that? So you have two choices, package A or package B. And we want you to read all about them, more than we described, and we want you to feel the energy on the page. This page has been infused with very, very high frequency energy. So when you visit it, you're going to be feeling it. You're going to get an energy infusion that's going to feel good, and you're going to smile, and you're going to receive. So, now Monsef is there. And
Monsef, yes, I am,
is going
here
to tell you exactly how to get to the page.
Yeah.
So you
thank
can
you
experience it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Collective. So, yeah, everyone, you can find the packages on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, A-M-Y, or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page when it becomes available again. And yeah, there, as the collective said, we invite you to read through it and really feel the energy that is infused into that page, and then follow your guidance about the package that will serve you most. So, yeah, I highly recommend it. And again, the collective, really thank you so much for the guidance about the offer, for the explanations and the energy, because the energies you were transmitting were also so powerful through that. And also the journey, it was so beautiful. Really, really thank you so much.
You're very, very, very welcome. Thank you for everybody for being on this wonderful call with us and traveling on the journey and sharing your energy with us.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah, we receive from everybody as they receive from us. So we love that. It's a beautiful exchange of energy. It's an expansion of energy. And as the two energies, or not two, but I guess really all, because we're all multidimensional energies, as we all come together, we create new openings, new opportunities, and new energy. It's a very powerful thing to come together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Amy.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
we probably should wrap up since we've been on for a long time.
Right, yeah, almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
So,
do we feel this is a good place to leave it? Does everybody feel good?
Yeah, it feels so. So, yeah, we have thank you so much from Kerry. Beautiful thank you from Mayor. Yeah, and also other feedbacks about... the journey, I dissolved into light.
Oh, beautiful.
I was seeing the colors as you called them out from Brenda.
Oh, beautiful.
Amazing. Thank you for the insights from Sharon. So, yeah.
Wonderful. You're also very welcome. And we're so glad that you went on this journey with us and experienced this with us and received everything that you received.
Mm-hmm.
And we will look forward to hearing all sorts of wonderful things from you as you live this energy and experience it further. And we invite you all to expand upon it with the offers, and definitely go to that page and read about the offers and feel the energy.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much, Amy. Yeah, really grateful to you for everything you shared today. Like the sequences, that you channeled through the collective, the guidance, the information that you shared with us about the portals and the eclipses and how we can really tap into those. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for the beautiful journey. That was really, really amazing. And also the packages that you are offering, package A and B. So yeah, again, thank you so much. And it's really, like a real joy and also a blessing to have you with us on the show and to feel the energy that you're transmitting and also the messages that you share. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we love being here with you, both us, the collective, and Amy. We can let her come back. But all right, we'll let her come back. She wants to say goodbye to everybody. They did not want to let me come back. They wanted to stay. they really do enjoy doing these calls and interacting with everybody, whether it's through their recordings and their programs, live doing sessions, on calls. They just love it. They just love it. You know, that's you know, I want to say that's who they are. That's what they are. They are the energy of loving interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway, it was wonderful, and I really appreciate being here with everybody, and I appreciate everybody's willingness to play and go on this journey and to receive the clearings from the different frequencies, you know, and all of that. It's just wonderful. So thank you, everybody. You're very special. You're very special.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much, Amy. Yeah, you also are very special. So thank you for being you and sharing with us your gifts. So very grateful to you. And everyone, really thank you so much for being here, for the time you shared with us here. Really, your presence really helped us create this really amazing experience that we had together. So thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your feedback, the questions. Really grateful to you. And again, I really recommend one of the packages that Amy and the collective are offering. And you can find them on the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, A-M-Y. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. And then you can visit the page, read through it, and really feel the energy that is infused into that, and feel the energy into the packages. That's the package that will serve you more. And again, thank you, everyone, and I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.